I'm here tonight to read a statement from the New Hampton Board of Selectmen. I'm sorry. It's VOSE, V as in Victor, O-S-E. Our town is the only town in Belknap County where this project will be located. Albert Einstein famously defined insanity as doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results. Since October 2010, when the Northern Pass project was first revealed to the public, the people of New Hampshire have repeatedly rejected the overhead option for the Northern Pass transmission line. They have shown up at hearings, they have called and written letters and emails to their representatives at the state and federal level. They have filed their opinion with both the Department of Energy and now the State Site Evaluation Committee. They have participated in the process with an unwavering message. As currently proposed, the Northern Pass demands too high a price from the people and the communities being asked to host the line. They have also offered a reasonable compromise since day one of this journey. If the project is to be sited in New Hampshire, then it should be buried in its entirety. That any disruption, inconvenience, or financial burden be borne by the applicant for this participant-funded merchant project. The committee has the opportunity to solve what may appear to be an intractable problem by requiring the project to be buried in its entirety. By imposing this solution on the applicant, the committee will, amongst many other benefits, protect the scenic landscape that is the backbone of our tourist economy and the property values of properties adjacent to the transmission line, while allowing for the short-term and permanent job creation and tax revenue for the local taxing jurisdictions promised by the project sponsors. So our question to you is, after 5 years, who is insane? The applicant who refuses to amend their application to a full burial option despite the constant and consistent voice of the people of New Hampshire, or we the people for believing that our elected representatives and the bodies they create will represent the well-documented, constant, and consistent participation of the people of New Hampshire? Bury the lines. Regards, Neil G. Irvin, Nathaniel H. Sawyer, Jr., Kenneth A. Mertz, Board of Selectmen in the town of New Hampton. Thank you.